Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm concerned about what this is going to do to the scrutiny over our public safety. Okay, so this is, if I'm going to put the pros and cons, I'm going to show the biggest con I've got. We've got an amazing state with good jobs and nice places to take our kids because it's safe, because this state invests in safety. Now, that primary funding comes from, it doesn't come from the state of Florida, it doesn't come from the federal government, it comes from property taxes. That is how local law enforcement is funded. That's how our first responders are funded. When you call 911 and somebody shows up at your house a minute and a half later, you know, thank your property taxes. So that's a reality that now there'll be scrutiny placed on those budget silos.
You know, one of the comments that Jimmy Patronis just made to me about 20 minutes ago was that his concern with the property tax proposal from the state is, look, law enforcement's really good right now. I mean, you know, the situation in Florida is very, very good right now, especially with regards to law enforcement and safety. And if we lose that, we lose everything. And one of his concerns is how the proposed property tax amendment would affect public safety, scrutiny of those budgets, and the response times that we all just kind of take for granted. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So as context there, I wanted to give you a chance because you and I have talked about this, but we hadn't talked since the legislature actually passed the changed proposal where it is no longer going to cut the school side. So the state's all about protecting the school funding and not as much for protecting your funding, especially with Santa Rosa County having gone to the MSTU last year with the two mills for you. You know, what's going to happen if this passes for the sheriff's agency?
Yeah, I think we're going to take a really big hit, and I think we're going to have to let some deputies go, to be honest with you, and it will affect response times. You know, and I don't understand. You know, when the governor was speaking several times, but I watched him speak on TV, and he was talking about carving out an exemption for law enforcement, but then the bill goes through and there's no exemption. So, my budget will take a pretty big hit, and it's gonna cost jobs, unfortunately. So, it is what it is.
I know it's early, okay, but have you guys had a chance to do any numbers? Like, I mean, I hate to hear you thinking about letting any deputies go because I know where we're at and we're growing. You know, we're not getting fewer people, we're getting more people. And just not to put too fine a point on it, but how many significant crime incidents have we had in Santa Rosa County in the last week since you and I talked?
Well, none. And there's a reason for that, though. You know,
right.
We have such a great response time, and you see deputies everywhere, and, you know, it prevents people from doing crimes. So
that's what I'm saying. We're enjoying the benefit. Like, you know, I don't know about tinkering.
So I don't understand it either. I mean, I understand property tax relief. I get that. And I think everybody should be able to own their home outright. But the problem you have with that is, you know, you pay for certain services. And one of those biggest services are law enforcement. And, you know, it's going to take a hit.
What I started asking and I got my own self derailed. What size have you guys started spiffballing if you did have to deal with this? Have you even gotten that far in thinking about, you know, what kind of reductions of force you'd be required to make, or you think we might be required to make?
No, I have not. But what I do plan on doing is next week I plan on sitting down with our property appraiser and just hopefully run some numbers and just get a ballpark estimate because, you know, it's going to pass. I mean, it needs 60% of voters to pass it, but, you know, it'll pass. It's pretty much a guarantee. So we'll look at numbers and see where we're going to be at. And, you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, safety across the state is going to take a hit.
You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how cities and counties handle the information buildup towards the vote because, you know, they have an opportunity to really educate people. And, you know, if they are smart about it, they might even have the opportunity to offer some solutions like, you know, they might be able to say, hey, we're going to protect law enforcement from this and we're going to take the cuts from somewhere. I mean, there's all kinds of things that cities and counties could do in the run-up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be very eager to see how they handle it. You're the first law enforcement that I know of who has come out and so clearly stated that if this goes through, I can't see any other thing except to reduce force, to reduce deputies. And obviously we don't want to see that happen. So I appreciate the candor on that subject. I would hope that at the county commission meeting, you know, at the commissioners would start to have conversations about, well, we can't do that. So what will we do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, the fundamental purpose of government is the protection of the citizens. And that's first and foremost. And, you know, you have all the parks and, you know, beaches and great places to go. But if nobody feels safe going there, what's the point?
Yeah. And if we keep having more people come, we don't, you know, the need for law enforcement doesn't diminish when you have increased population unless, you know, the only people we're importing are all saints. And I mean, that's just not true. Hold on for just a second. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Bob Johnson. Sheriff, have you – I haven't seen things come out from other law enforcement or the State Sheriff's Association. I mean, I know it's new. I think there's also some reluctance to too much run headlong into the buzzsaw of Governor DeSantis's ill will. But have you seen anything from other sheriffs or the sheriff's agencies or police officers' agencies, anything like that?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I know they're going to definitely be putting stuff out here before the election comes up. And we'll just see what happens. But I don't see it not passing. I really don't. I've seen a lot of talk on, you know, everything from, you know, YouTube on, and everybody, they're loving it. So it is what it is. I mean, you know, like I said, I understand people wanting to outright own their homes, but even with this bill, they're not going to outright own their homes because they're still paying school taxes. And if they fail to pay those over extended time, the county can take your home. So, I mean, it does offer some relief, but it's not a total exemption.
Yeah, and I've had the same view. I mean, I've hated property taxes for my entire adult life. I don't think you can justify it. But I want a solution to the problem if we want these services, because you know that people who want to make the cut, and I still haven't decided what I'm going to do voting on this, but people who want to make the cut don't want to be told on the back end, well, you can't have this and this and this service. You know, they want all the services for the same for less money. I'm like, but the world doesn't really work that way. So it's going to be an interesting exercise in self-government, you know, to see.
It will.
Because the truth is, every time you vote for commissioners, you vote for the current millage.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones who keep doing it, and you keep voting for them. So to suddenly turn around and be like, no, we got to have a, you know, big cut. Well, then why were you voting for these people? Why don't you make this an issue in the election? I mean, maybe somebody runs on it, right?
Well, and you know, in Santa Rosa County, we haven't raised the millage rate in I don't know how long. As a matter of fact, the last thing we did was roll the millage back. So we haven't had a millage increase in I don't know how long, but yet it's still going to come down to where we're going to find the money, because, you know, the governor said, well, the fiscally constrained counties, we have an excess in our budget. We will help fund those. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, right now I think we have 21 fiscally constrained counties. If this passes, you're going to have about 55 fiscally constrained counties.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the money's going to come from, but, you know, it's something's going to happen. I just don't know what it is yet.
And the promise of having a fund for those counties, that evaporated in the proposal, so that, or in the negotiations, you know, that went away as well. Last thing I wanted to talk with you about just briefly, we said there was nothing. There was one incident, and it's not a particularly pleasant one to think about, but you did investigate a dead body that was found in a van on the Navarre Beach Causeway. What'd you guys find?
Yeah, it was a suicide. And you know, unfortunately, Andrew, it's getting commonplace. We respond to a lot of suicides, which is, you know, it's pretty awful. I always say it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And, you know, we have, as of late, we've had a lot of suicides. And it's just, you know, I wish people would reach out for help and, you know, talk to anybody, their peers or you know, family members or something. But a lot of people make rash decisions, and unfortunately, we have to deal with the aftermath.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, I know your deputies do. Our deputies on, over here do as well. And it's a horrifying thing to think about. It's, you know, what it does to anybody who knows you, anybody who loves you. I had one of my best friends, you know, killed himself in high school. And it is one of the most evil choices you can make because of what it does to everybody else. You know,
exactly.
We always talk about having compassion for the person who's suffering or depressed, and I do have tremendous compassion for those people.
Yeah.
I know it's crushing and overwhelming, but that particular choice inflicts so much evil for so long on everybody else that, you know, and I know, you know, suicidal people don't even probably think about that, but that's, you know, that's what it actually winds up doing around you. And like you said, the deputies and the EMS that have to respond to it, it's very unfortunate. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your candor on the property tax issue. I appreciate that. I know we're going to have a lot of conversations about this going forward, but thanks for keeping us safe with the resources you do have. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, Andy.
You bet. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next home or a home, maybe the first home. You know, getting your first home is an exciting thing. It's also a scary thing. It's a lot of money. It's a big life change. It's a lot of documents and choices that you're not familiar with. And, you know, you hope that it turns out well. But having a great realtor is part of the joy of being able to do that right for the first time. I remember our first home, you know, and we had a realtor. You know, she was not the worst there ever has been, but she was not the best also. And I just think, man, if we could have gone into that experience with somebody like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, people who really knew what they were doing and did it well and effectively. And, you know, I just, it would have been a completely different experience. And so I wish the best for you in that. I want you to get somebody who has the, you know, problem-solving capability, the comprehension of the market, the knowledge that produced 209 homes sold last year to help you get your first home or your 10th home or your, you know, third vacation rental or whatever it is that you're acquiring or selling, you know, on either side. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are fantastic at this. 786-3996.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, bitchin', is this in 3D?
No, but your face is.
So let's leave it alone. Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
love the enthusiasm I'm getting from John Pickens over here. He's singing it all. Oh, there's a little Dave Mason for you on a Monday morning. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and if you're looking for a good place to eat today, let me recommend Reservoir. It's a fine casual located on Hayne and Jackson, kitty corner of the police station or right across the street from the skate park. It's put together by Casey Jones and his wife, City Councilman Casey Jones and his wife, and they renovated the old Milano Brothers corner store and turned it into this really nice, like a casual upscale coffee shop is kind of what it feels like, but breakfast, lunch, dinner, Saturday brunch, burgers, Hanzu Crunch, Cuban sandwich, shrimp and grits, filet, scallops, oysters. Kaneka Reka is the one that John always gets excited about, that sausage and biscuits. So anyway, handcrafted coffee, tea, beer on tap. Just like a really nice upscale quality in a relaxed environment. Voted best new restaurant in Pensacola by In Weekly. Reservoir, like I said, at the southeast corner of Hayne and Jackson, right across from the police station. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives while he's hungry thinking about sausage and biscuits with
Kaneka sausage. Oh, I know. It sounds so good. All right. Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy? Back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free, not seeing anything on 98, 90, 29, I-10, I-110. They all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in, can you explain to me why they can't just raise the rate enough on non-homestead properties to make up the difference? Oh, theoretically they could, although I think there are limits on the millage rate, upper limits on the millage rate. I do not remember for sure, but I believe that is true. They can only go so high, and it would have to get, you know, a vote by the people if you go so much more than it currently is, if I remember correctly. Also, going on some just memory here, but also that would be an impact on businesses, you know, which then they're going to have to pass those costs on to consumers. On non-homesteads, you'd have the impact on rentals. I mean, and it's not so easy because the homestead base is so large to offset that with some other source of revenue. It's two problems. It's offsetting it might be challenging, and also, can you even offset it, and is that fair or counterproductive to do? These are all questions, okay? Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Israel says it has launched retaliatory airstrikes across large portions of Iran, despite President Trump asking them not to. The wave of strikes came after Iran fired missiles at Israel over the weekend as well, which were reportedly all intercepted. Canada's now restricting U.S. livestock imports after a second screwworm case was identified in Texas. The second case of the parasite was discovered last Friday in a calf in southern Texas. The USDA says they have set up a control zone around the infected animals. And Tim Cook's AI legacy is hanging in the balance. He's preparing for his final Worldwide Developers Conference as the CEO of Apple. Cook going into the conference with the question of whether Apple can finally deliver a good artificial intelligence experience. They're expected to make an overhauled version of Siri the centerpiece of the conference.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Interesting note about chain restaurants. I saw this story on Thursday or Friday, something like that. And it was basically about how all these chains are closing their stores. Not all of their stores, but the kinds of places that you historically have heard of only opening new stores and expanding are now into the kind of, you know, trimming the fat phase. From Business Insider, this is, for example, Wendy's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. We know locally Red Lobster, for example. Let's see. In February, Wendy's announced plans to close 350 restaurants out of about 5 to 6% of its U.S. footprint, about 300 to 350 restaurants, as it struggles with, you know, sliding sales year over year. Their company data showed that their sales dropped about 5%, so they're cutting the ones that are not performing all that well. Pizza Hut, 250 locations in the first half of the year. Again, similar kinds of numbers. Jack in the Box. I mean, I cry no tears, but...
You don't like Jack in the Box?
No. I'd rather eat food.
Butter burger? I mean, that's good.
I'd rather eat food.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay.
I remember when I was a struggling college teacher and I would, you know, I'd be thrilled about the two tacos for a buck and boy, you get what you paid for.
Yeah, but it was food.
It was barely. Anyway, Taco Bell has spun off Del Taco. Jack in the Box has spun off Del Taco. We know how that went locally. Not so good. Anyway, they've built a following about 2,000 locations. They also have, they expect to close 50 to 100. Let's see. Red Robin has closed some locations. Denny's. That one on Davis just closed, right? Not that long ago. That was kind of a surprise. I don't think I've ever eaten there, but, you know, Denny's is always the one that you kind of.
It's been there forever. I know, I've eaten there, but wow.
And, you know, it's like these are places you just take for granted. And what you kind of think is, like, the population is growing, you know, and it's not as though people in this part of the area stopped liking the food. It's always, what are the restaurants? What habits is a byproduct of, you know, economic concerns? I'm not really sure, but I've never heard of this one. Noodles and Company. Have you ever heard of this chain? Me either. And Red Lobster is another one that we've, you know, kind of locally have seen the effect of it. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. I don't know what it means for the overall restaurant economy. I don't know if I mentioned Papa John's was another one that also has closed some. But interesting to see all of these big, thriving, you would think of, chains cutting somewhere in the vicinity of like 3, 4, 5, 6% of their stores, the ones that are underperforming, which generally as a capitalist I think is good, because it's not like people aren't eating. It just means that they're spending their money in other places and they've been replaced by other restaurants that people would rather eat at.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting Israel and Iran must immediately stop shooting, and Iran's military says it will, but the flare-up derailed President Trump's hopes to sign a peace deal with Iran today or tomorrow.
After a two-month ceasefire, Israel and Iran are back trading fire, and Iran is blaming the United States. Israel carried out airstrikes in western and central Iran after Iran fired missiles at northern Israel.
Fox's Jonathan Savage says Iran promises more crushing action if Israel keeps hitting its proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Trump goes to the Garden, but the watch party outside Madison Square Garden canceled tonight for Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Knicks versus San Antonio, after a stabbing last night injured 5 people at Penn Station right underneath the Garden. The suspect believed to have mental health issues. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, and we've got mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees right now. Your forecast on the way in just a few minutes. A Niceville teen's fight for his life after contracting flesh-eating bacteria at a public park has some Pensacola Beach visitors calling for more public warnings. A nursing student visiting from Memphis says people deserve the chance to protect themselves.
I think not knowing and going in is one thing, but knowing and going in, you can protect yourself better. You can protect your kids better. And me being in nursing school, we learned about all the different types of bacteria in the water and on the land. And I'm scared to death getting in the water, not knowing that there's bacteria.
That student and several other people talked with Channel 3 about it. 17-year-old Josiah Thompson is facing more surgeries this week after contracting Vibrio vulnificus from a minor scratch while swimming at a Gulf Coast beach. His mother is calling on local leaders to do more to alert the public to the risks. A man has died, a suspect facing a murder charge after a shooting in Foley on Friday evening. Baldwin County deputies responded to Doc McDuffie Road at about 5:30 Friday. That's where they say the victim was found. Deputies attempted life-saving efforts, but the victim died at the scene. 37-year-old Patrick Beasley was detained and is expected to be charged with murder. A fisherman was bitten by a shark at Fort Pickens. Escambia EMS, Fire Rescue, and Pensacola Beach lifeguards were called to that scene Friday night about 6 p.m. The county says the man was trying to cut the shark free from his fishing line when it bit him. A helicopter was seen arriving at the scene, but there's no word on the extent of that fisherman's injuries. An Alabama hiker that went missing in Japan has been found dead. Weston Higginbotham's body was discovered by a volunteer search and rescue group in a mountainous area near Kyoto, Japan. His parents, Nancy and Keith Higginbotham, have announced the news on Facebook, thanking people from across the U.S., Japan, and around the world for their support during that search. The family is asking for privacy as they grieve. Now, Florida has enacted emergency rules to protect its cattle herds from the New World screwworm after the parasitic fly was found in Texas again this last week. The state is temporarily blocking animal imports from infested zones. That ban will last through June 10th. After that, all animals from high-risk areas will have to have a veterinary inspection and certified paperwork before entering the state. The screwworm, a fly that lays eggs in body openings and feeds on live animals, was eradicated from the U.S. in 1966, but has been slowly moving back from Central America through Mexico. Florida's cattle industry does generate more than $2 billion each year. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings is suspending his run for governor after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. The announcement leaves former U.S. Representative David Jolly as the only major Democrat candidate for the primary, with qualifying opening today. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
And that's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Not even any delays. I-10, I-110, they are all flowing smoothly. 90, 98, all look good. John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And looking at our forecast, looks like it'll be a beautiful week. Partly sunny skies, high around 87 today. Clouds moving in overnight, low in the mid-70s. And then a nice stretch all through the week. Partly cloudy skies, highs near 90, lows in the mid-70s. And then as we head towards the weekend, there could be some isolated rain chances. And taking a look at your money now this hour. The Dow is up over 0.25% this morning at 51,056.13. S&P up about 0.75% at 74,37.20. The NASDAQ is up over 1% today at 25,992.37. 10-year bond rate down at 4.52% this morning. Looking at commodities, gold price is down $11.20 at $43.54.10. Silver price is down 54 cents at $68.56. Taking a look at those oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate is up 75 cents, currently trading at $91.29 a barrel. Brent crude is up $1.17 at $94.26 per barrel. Gas prices today, the national average down. It's $4.16 per gallon for regular. Now the Florida statewide average down again at $3.78 currently, down from $3.80 yesterday and $4.03 one week ago today. Looking at our average prices around Escambia County, about $3.52 a gallon. Average prices in Santa Rosa, $3.67 per gallon. Well, Tim Cook's AI legacy is hanging in the balance. The his final Worldwide Developers Conference gets underway today.
Cook is going into the conference with the looming question of whether Apple can finally deliver the artificial intelligence experience it promised 2 years ago. Apple's expected to make an overhauled version of Siri the centerpiece of WWDC, but the bigger test could come in September when the tech giant's expected to launch new iPhones and potentially the upgraded Siri experience. However, investors say the bar is high, with some warning that a stronger series may not be enough to justify its valuation, while developers see it as a test of whether the voice assistant can become a true platform in the agentic era. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The IPO that could make Elon Musk a trillionaire is set for this Friday. SpaceX is planning to sell more than 555 million shares of the company for $135 a piece. As the CEO, Musk would still retain more than 80% of voting power. And some Facebook users could be getting a second payment from Meta's $725 million privacy settlement. Facebook, of course, was hit with several lawsuits over accusations that the platform improperly shared their data with third-party sources. The suits were linked to the 2018 Cambridge Analytica scandal, where data was used to profile voters. The second payments will start going out June 9th, but they'd likely be less than the first payments, which averaged about $29. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Your next news anytime. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so question of the day is inspired by my wife. Many of them are. So over the weekend, you had your choice of lots of sports. Lots of sports. All you didn't have was football, right? And you're well aware, John. Where did you have any? Is there some weird third-rate spinoff football going on? Okay.
Yeah, UFL.
You had almost ball football.
Okay, yes.
Okay. But, you know, you could have watched the horse race, the Belmont Stakes, which was thrilling. To see the Kentucky Derby winner again come from way behind. Like, it's just crack
me. Off to the right.
He just runs off to the right before he decides to join the other horses in the actual race and trounce them, running behind the whole time. Just, you know, like that annoying kid, like, hey, guys, what you doing? We racing? We racing? Is it time to go yet? Time to go. I'm gone. It's so much fun to watch him. We had the French Open, which was, you know, fairly good tennis in the final in the men's side, and it was really imbalanced on the women's side. But it was fun to watch, okay, if you like that kind of thing. John was busy watching, you know, baseball.
Baseball.
There was a couple of basketball games on, which were great if you're a New York fan and terrible if you're a San Antonio fan. You know, there was all kinds of stuff. You know, NASCAR, you know, that you could watch. Okay, so my question is, my wife, who pretty much, she likes to play sports. She does not like to watch sports. So, as a fan, what's the worst sport to watch? 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you, like I, generally like almost anything. You know, mm-hmm. We were hanging out with some people the other day, and they really like, you know, like curling to watch. They like the equestrian events in the Olympics. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay. Not there with you, but okay. I mean, you know, everybody's got different things they like, right? Some people. So do you have a least favorite sport to watch as a spectator? 437-1620. You know, which sport would you like to just cut entirely from, say, TV coverage, if it were possible?
Running.
Running.
Yeah, I can't watch.
Because it makes you feel bad about yourself, or it's right. Boring. Or
And it's boring, and I'm like, I want someone to hit someone, knock them off the trail or something, and
You know, I had somebody one time made a, I thought was, I disagreed with him about this, but he said, if you're not physically trying to thwart other people from succeeding, it's not a sport. By which measure, baseball is kind of marginal.
Yeah, okay? I can see that.
But, you know, if you're not physically, like, you know, basketball is a sport, hockey is a sport, football is a sport, archery, not a sport. Nobody's shooting at you. You know, it doesn't count. Nobody, you know, now if you had, like, the biathlon of archery wrestling, and you had to wrestle your way to the bow, it was like Hunger Games-ish, you know, then it'd be a sport. Anyway, so I don't know if I agree with him, but that was, I'm with you on running. I can watch sprinting relays.
Yeah, because that's quick.
Yeah, it's fast. Something's happening. Right. You know, they keep turning left. Nobody runs into the wall, but they do drop the baton. I mean, it's exciting. So, you know, it's on an indoor track.
Go straight, turn left.
You're right. But, yeah, the marathon, God bless you. I tend to think that it's really only people who run who like watching running. Because why would you? I mean, I don't like to think about running. I don't.
I mean,
want
I'm
to
not going
to
run unless somebody's chasing me.
Right. Or, you know, it's short, like between the bases.
Right.
All right. 437-1620. Tell me the sport that you like least to watch. 437-1620. I was, you know, I'll watch almost anything, but I'll tell you the ones that I find myself least interested in watching. This may surprise you. Hockey. In person, great fun. On TV, terrible. Half the time, I don't even know where the puck is. On TV.
Well, just let the camera show you where it is.
The action is so incomprehensible on TV. In person, it seems to be fine. You know, it's at least more interesting. On TV, terrible. Golf. I love golf. And I have watched golf before. And I know if you let yourself get sucked in to the pace of it, And the people and the shots and the...
It's drama.
Bless your heart.
At the 13th hole.
Listen, Davis, who is a huge sports guy, who used to be my producer and, you know, now works for ECUA after having worked for the county for a while. You know, I know. He's like his whole life was around the Masters. And I think I have done that. I have watched that as a kid growing up. And as many sports as I have reacquired over the years, to my wife's great frustration, because when I met her, I wasn't really into sports at all. At least, thank God, she says I haven't picked back up golf. Playing, sure, but not watching. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. 437-1620. John?
That's right, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. 9098, I-10, I-110. Everything's flowing smoothly so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Do you love your car? Now, you might answer that question. Yes, in which case, great. I mean, ignore me for the next, you know, 50 seconds or so. Or you're like, John sits back to ignore me. Nicely done. Well performed, sir. Or you're like, well, hell no, I don't love my car. Okay, all right. Or you're maybe in the, Andrew, I don't love that question because I'm enduring my car right now and I know I need to. Okay, look, you're an adult. If you are enduring your car, like if that relationship has passed its prime, you're an adult. You spend a lot of time in your car. You shouldn't have to endure it. You should enjoy your car. It is possible to enjoy your car. Go to Frontier and find a car you'll enjoy. It's that simple. They're going to sell you good quality used cars, you know, a couple years young, low miles, great condition. They stand by them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They're going to be good prices. They're going to treat you well. Dude or dudette. Go get a car you're going to enjoy. You spend a lot of time. And by the way, the way it looks on the outside is the least important part of your car experience. You're going to be inside it driving, listening to me. And that's good. You want to be in that situation and not hate it, not pound your steering wheel because you hate your steering wheel. It's okay to pound the steering wheel because you don't like the traffic on Pine Forest. That's fine. But, you know, get a car you'll enjoy. Be an adult. Come on. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Question of the day, what's the sport you like the least? It was inspired by my wife, who likes the least all of them to watch anyway. A lot of options over the weekend. A lot of interesting things to watch. What didn't you watch? Someone says synchronized swimming. You know, I do understand this. I have a soft spot for synchronized swimming. Why? My mom was a sink swimmer. So...
And you had to sit through it and endure it.
Not in person, but this, you know, it's one of the things that kind of connects me with the memory of my mom a little bit, you know. And talk about respect. Water polo and synchronized swimming. Synchronized swimmers are athletes, man, like no other sport because of all the work they have to do, especially with their arms. The synchronized swimmers do with their arms what water polos do with their legs. It's ridiculous. So anyway, I have a lot of respect for that sport. But I do understand that sometimes it's like, all right, move it along. It's enough already. Somebody says soccer. Soccer is another one where I'm with you in, you know, I do not enjoy watching soccer.
Amen.
That's a fast forward sport for me.
Unless they scream and then yeah. You're like, what happened? Did someone?
But I will say, as an in-person sport, especially in Europe, if you have a chance to do it ever, do it. Go one time and experience, especially in England. I mean, anywhere other than the U.S., experience a soccer match in person, and it is a whole different experience. Like, watching it on TV will never work for you again. Because in person, the chanting and the yelling and the screaming and the fighting and the drinking and the brawling and it
sounds like NASCAR.
No, it's like NASCAR if people behave like they want to.
Oh.
Let's see. 4-3-7-16-20. Golf, somebody says, is the worst to watch, in my opinion. So slow and talking so quietly. Everything is so quiet.
I know.
You know. John Hutchinson, one of my favorite people, he says, let's see, worst sport to watch. Soccer.
I think it's soccer.
And pole vaulting. I like that. Let's see. I know it's, I don't know if it's the worst to watch, but cricket is the most confusing. Oh, yeah. Because that's a game where if you don't understand all the rules, and God knows who knows all the rules to cricket. As many sports as I enjoy, even I don't know all the rules to cricket. And like a game lasts 4 weeks, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like baseball if baseball were boring, you know, and I love baseball. Let's see. What do we have here? Full contact tiddlywinks. No, I think that sounds like fun. Curling sets my teeth on edge. Let's see. Oh, okay. Now, televised cornhole. Have you ever watched cornhole on TV?
Yes.
It's simultaneously super boring and super insulting. Because they make you feel terrible about your skill level.
Well, that's,
and
yeah.
It just kind of, they always throw it on the deck or in the hole and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And plus you're sitting there thinking, these guys are making $100,000 a year in sponsorships to play this game. And I'm, or 200 or 300.
Yeah, right. On the board.
Exactly,
I hit people
exactly.
with it.
Cornhole is frustrating for all the wrong reasons, I guess. I really cannot watch any other horse competition besides racing, jumping, dressage. Just torture to watch. Somebody just said, dear God, synchronized swimming, unless it's a Mel Brooks movie. Mike says, soccer. I've tried several times. It's too slow. I just don't get how it's so popular. Hello, America. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing, amazing thing that the whole world loves it, right? Running could be interesting. Just release a pack of honey badgers to
yes,
chase them.
I wish they would do that.
You know, running would be better if
Wolves,
it were rollerball.
I mean.
Did you ever watch the old Rollerball movie where they go with the motorcycles and the balls
yes.
and the spikes? And yeah, okay. I mean, I can make your running interesting. Let the dogs loose. Let's see. Please, no more golf. Great to play. Too long to just sit and watch. Got to be soccer. I can go to a bar and watch guys try to score for 60 minutes there.
Oh, that's good.
And get a lot of blocks.
Uh-huh.
Get a lot of blocks. Somebody just says hockey. There you go. All right. worst sport to watch. My wife's answer, because I was curious since she kind of doesn't like all sports. And she said, probably basketball. Especially NBA. But she said the NFL with all the kneeling just kind of turned me off entirely to watching that. I'm telling you what my wife said, who was the source of the answer, and I don't disagree with her. I can barely bring myself to watch basketball except at tournament time or sometimes the finals. And I watched a little bit of the Spurs-Knicks. I'm like, I just don't have the heart to watch it anymore. So there you go. That's your question for the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at Pennair.org/checking.
Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield on balances up to $10,000 with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211, a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs, warm vocals, an infectious groove, and fresh sound. This week at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Greetings from the Humongous. The Lord Humongous, the warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Interesting notes from Jimmy Patronis' interview we did about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, where he said he thinks daylight savings time is going to get eliminated, or made permanent, this summer. So he thinks we won't have a fallback, which he kind of misses that part. But, you know, we're going to stay on it.
I want that extra hour of sleep, just like he said.
You don't actually get.
Well, it makes me feel like I do. No. So, therefore.
Okay. also raised some very good concerns about the property tax referendum. Bob Johnson saying about a half hour ago that he would have to cut back deputies. He's certain that the way it's worded, that it's going to wind up meaning he'll have to reduce deputies if this thing passes. We got a lot of conversation between here and there about
this.
And
if you missed it, it's available on the podcast.
In fact,
right
I just posted it on our News Radio Facebook page as well. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, that's right, I do. Let's see here. Still rolling accident-free. I was still thinking about podcasting. All right, so let's see here. I-10, I-110. You know what? I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
That's maximum effort for you? There's nothing happening.
Good.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're good.
Some guy's stuck in traffic on Highway 98. What do you mean there's no traffic?
There is none.
There's none? Okay.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. 437-1620. What was the... a couple of catch-up stories just that were kind of interesting that happened that I've talked about earlier on the show. One is, you remember the big list of religions that the Pentagon has cut from its official, authorized, recognized, designated religions, which does not mean you cannot practice them and be in the military. It just means that they're no longer considered as a formal official in the sense that the chaplains are going to be devoted to understanding them and ministering to them, because my take is that there just aren't enough people in them. Okay, is the reason why. But one of the odd notes in all of this, and I will tell you, I'm still a little frustrated because I've been wanting to see the actual list and how it's changed. I suppose it'll probably come out over the next few days, but so far it has not been available. Military.com was the first to report this. They say they have the list. I haven't seen it. Anyway, one of the interesting changes in the list is that Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS, Latter-day Saints, Mormonism, if you prefer, they don't, but many people do prefer to call it that. They're no longer considered a Christian religion on the list, which they take as a snub. And there's long-standing squabbling amongst people who all call themselves Christian. I'm using these words very deliberately. For who does qualify? You know, Baptists think that they're not sure about Pentecostals. Pentecostals probably think that the Catholics are doing it wrong, and do think the Catholics are doing it wrong. It might not even be Christians. The Catholics think that the Anglicans or the Lutherans, I mean, they did have a split, you know, and anybody who's not a Catholic isn't, or maybe is. Now it depends on which version of modern Catholicism you take. But in any case, you know, what's a Jehovah's Witness? Are they or aren't they? What about Baha'i? You know, they kind of say they are, but they kind of aren't. Mormons, they have a whole different book. Anyway, it's interesting just because this question of who is or who isn't is very important to people in the group and very important to people who want to be in the group to be able to self-label that way. I just think it's a weird place we're at where we're arguing over the military's definitions of what is a Christian or not as being meaningful to you. So anyway, that was one thing. We also had some folks who were part of the Lincoln Project, a super anti-Trump organization made up of disgruntled Republicans and disgruntled Democrats who set out to promote ads to get rid of Trump or prevent him. They have now created a new organization. Rick Wilson is in the group. Rick Outson is reporting on it. Black Pearl is the name of it. And they are going to do ads for David Jolly. They're going to try to help him the way they tried to hurt Trump. It's kind of an interesting thing. And some of those folks are local, including Mike Wiggins' daughter, Ryan, is part of this organization.